you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. You leave the taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone. Plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
There you go. Did it strike you immediately? Ah, lovely. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And there's a story behind it.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I begin. One day, months ago, Julian, son of Lennon, came home from school with a painting he'd just drawn. A picture of a lady bursting with colours. John Lennon said,
"What's that you got there, Junior?"
To which Junior replied,
"It's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Daddy."
Shut up.
The story you have just heard is true. On that track three on the album, Paul McCartney by himself.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from
Paul McCartney and Fixing a Hole in the Roof where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering. Superb track. By the way, if you've noticed that mostly through the LP they're using very odd sound effects. Not sound effects as we know them, but sort of phase distortion on the voices. This is where they get two of the same sound and push it through hundreds of machines and it comes out the other end sounding electric.
How long did you take over technical details like phasing?
Phasing is great.
Double flanging
we call it. Now there you go, right, we're on the same thing. flanging is great, right?
Yeah, you used it on Lucy in the Sky.
You name the one that isn't on, you know, or you name it. You spot it, you get a prize, and you get a Sergeant Pepper badge.
Try a paper mustache.
Try anything you like. The phasing is too much.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishopsgate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Let us K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. In being some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
There you go, the Beatles, and for the benefit of Mr. Kite, sung by John O by himself. Did you dig the phasing in that one?
That's the sound that sounds like it's travelling around the room, you see. Well, it was travelling around the studio anyway.
The song, by the way, was taken from a poster, an old circus poster that John got hold of, and he said, I must write a song about this. So he did.
Well, that's this half of the Beatle program over. We'll be back in X minutes with another 3,704,000 watts of BBC Light program, Beatle Power!
Ah, yes, thank you, Everett. And on with the normal Where It's At. This is Chris Denning with you. More Beatles later, but right now, time for the sounds from Miss Brenda Holloway.
Tender love, you filled my lonely days. You made me need you, darling, in so many ways. But you no longer come around very much. And lately, there's no tenderness in your touch.
You turn my dreams to dust. I thought you needed me, but
Boy, what a raver. The song, I mean, not Brenda Holloway. And that was called Just Look What You've Done. Oh, don't forget, everyone, Where It's At is now 90 minutes. Yes, a whole hour and a half every week, which means we're here right through till 5:30. Oh, and now here's a song that's going to make Matt Monroe turn in his grave. Or whatever it is he usually turns in. Portrait of My Love. And it goes like this. By the Tokens. Kind of square when old Matt did it, but the Tokens have really given it a lift with a four-season sound version there of Portrait of My Love. And now we're going to give Granny a trip with the Purple Gang.
Hey, 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 hey. Takes a trip
a new record for you, but it really takes you back into antiquity sound-wise, doesn't it? You know, right back to the days of the Twist and the Charleston. Granny Takes a Trip by the Purple Gang. And now we've got another new one. Actually, this is a new old one, if you know what I mean. It was made about 3 years ago, and it's the latest by the Beach Boys. It sounds a bit Chinese. Anyway, it's number 11 on the BBC Top 20 this week, and it goes like this.
Well, I walked up to her and I asked her if she wanted to stand. She looked awful nice, so I hope she might take a chance. When we danced, I held her tight. Then I walked to her home that night, and all the stars were shining bright. And then I kissed her. Each time I saw her, I couldn't wait to see her again. I wanted to let her know that I was more than a friend. I didn't know just what to do, so I whispered, I love you. And she said that she loved me too. And then I kissed her. I kissed her in a way that I never kissed a girl before. I kissed her in a way that I hope she liked forevermore. I knew that she was mine, so I gave her all the love that I had. And one day she'll take me home to meet her mom and her dad. Let her ask her to be my bride, and always be red, white, and white. I felt so happy I almost cried. And then I kissed her.
The latest Beach Boys release in this country called Then I Kissed Her. Anyone who saw the Beach Boys tour in London or any part of the country might have seen another equally talented group. They're called Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. They have a record called Daytime, Nighttime.
Oh, daytime, nighttime. Anything I say in the time of day is she's mine. There's no doubt about it. Long, long way, we should always stay in love every day. Gotta keep on going for each other, yeah. I can never leave her for another girl. Always miles away, we're in another world. And I love her, yeah. Looks good, feels good. Walking down the street and a woman meets says we should. Long, long way, we should always stay in love. Should every day, yeah. Oh, daytime, nighttime. Anything I say in the time of day is she's mine. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
There's a group that is sure, sooner or later, to be right up in the top of the charts because they're so talented. Simon Dupree and the Big Sam with a nice record written by Mike Hugg, incidentally, of Manfred Mann Group called Daytime Nighttime. And if you like the boys, well, you'll be able to see more of them on the telly soon because I see that a half-hour documentary film about the group is being made by BBC Two for its Man Alive series. And this is going to show it, and listen to this, not only the boys behind the scenes, also actually performing, but also their private lives. Sounds kinky.
On the station of the nation, this is Where It's At.
Thank you, Duncan. And now here's a really beautiful record for you, everyone. This is by a girl who's going to have her own 30-minute TV series again this year, starting in June. It is, of course, Dusty Springfield's latest, Give Me Time.
If you'll only give me time,
scrumptious that one. The latest from Miss Dusty Springfield. Isn't it great? That comes from an original Italian song which was called Uno Spaghetti Bolognese or something like that anyway. With English lyrics by Peter Callender, it becomes Give Me Time. I'll tell you what I'm worried about, everyone. Let's have a listener's request now, this time from a young man in the West Country.
Oh, Chris. This is Bob Payne from Colin Warren Duties. I'd like you to play a record for me, The Kings, Waterloo Sunset. I'd like it for Pat, Nigel, Maggie, Kev, Lorna, Ricky, Cheryl, myself.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, rolling into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi lights shine so bright. But I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise.
isn't it? The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset. Oh, I see in one of the musical papers this week that the song was going to be called Liverpool Sunset originally, but with the Beatles coming out, you know, with Liverpool-influenced songs such as Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields, well, the plan was dropped, hence Waterloo Sunset. Oh, and incidentally, Ray Davies tells me that contrary to some reports, he is not quitting the Kinks as far as live performances are concerned. So, now you know. And now we have a beautiful sound. The one, of course, which comes from the Australian group, the Bee Gees.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to her, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to her, you cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to around you, cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
They really are a good group, aren't they? They're going to be an even bigger group now because, they've just been joined by another Australian, a young man, 21 years old, called Vince Maloney. Oh, that's his hard luck, having a name like that. Anyway, he's a guitarist, and that's number 16 this week, the record, in the BBC Top 20.
Stay tuned to Where It's At for the best in sound.
Have you ever noticed something about Tamla? Even when they take an old song and revive it, it still sounds marvellously new, like the one by the Marvelettes, When You're Young and In Love.
Ring in the air, filled with love, there's magic everywhere. Each night's just like the 4th of July. When stars
Yes, the Marvelettes, when you're young and in love. Great, isn't it? Well, you know, we pride ourselves on where it's at, playing all the most unusual and way-out sounds. So how about this one by The Mirage, The Wedding of Ramona Blair?
In the cozy bed, Ramona dreams of the very next day. Going round her head, the sound of her brother next door saying his prayers. When the morning came, Ramona tried on her very best face. But she looked the same. She sighed and she carried on sewing her lace. People came, but the groom, he wasn't there. At the wedding of Ramona Blair, it was nice. See Ramona in your prayer. Give an occasional stare at the door. Cried on her very new bed. She was on her own, alone on the very same day as the wedding bells. They rang, but the groom, he wasn't there. At the wedding of Ramona Blair, it was nice.
Sorry for giving you that jumping groove on your radio there. The Wedding of Ramona Blair by The Mirage. Very good record. By the way, it's just 10 seconds off, 17 minutes to 5, you want to know. Yes, we really are live on the BBC Light programme this afternoon, everyone. And now, a beautiful record from a beautiful girl, Miss P.P. Arnold.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn. And he's taking almost all that I've got. But if you wanna try to love again, baby, I'll try to love again. But I know the first cut is the deepest, baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. That's
Oh, she's lovely, isn't she, Pee Pee Arnold? Saw her on D-Time the other night. Oh, she's just too much, people. Well, that's the record called The First Cut is the Deepest, and you can hear her singing it live next Saturday on Saturday Club. And now here's a real R&B sound from a great guy who does too much to everyone, Arthur Conley.
Do you like good music? That's sweet soul music. Just call me this sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go.
What a rave up, Arthur Conley. Sweet soul music brings the time up to just gone 12 minutes to 5. And now the group you can hear on Top of the Pops next Thursday, The Who.
I used to wake up in the morning. I used to feel so bad. I got so sick of having sleep last night. I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something. And stuck them on my wall. And now my nights seem quite so lonely. In fact, I don't feel bad at all. I don't feel bad at all. Since I've been in it, made my life so wonderful. Pictures of Lily, Lily, oh Lily.
Sound there from The Who, Pictures of Lily. Oh, they've been recording tracks, I understand, for their new LP this last week. It's probably to be called Who's Lily? Oh, and I also understand they've been denying this last week that their song is pornographic, despite what we all thought. It's only porn photographic. Oh, here's some news item for you. If you've just switched over from the cup final, well, you've missed half the show. But never mind. The most important thing is you've actually missed a lot of Beatle tracks, which Kay Everett Esquire has been introducing. But he'll also be introducing some more a little later in the program. He's also dashing backwards and forwards to the TV centre, where he's appearing on Jukebox Jury.
He's costing the BBC a fortune in taxes. One of the tracks you might have missed is this one. There you go, there, title track, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Well, more Beatles sounds on Where It's At in just a moment. Right now on the program, we have a listener's request for a record by the Purple Harem. It's called A Whiter Shade of Pale, but it's also known to a lot of people under the title of A Whiter Shade of Pale. This request comes from...
My name is Jill Windsor, I'm from Chelsea, and I'd like to hear A Whiter Shade of Pale by the Purple Harem for Gordon, Carolyn, Sue, Rodney, and Trevor.
We skip the life and then go. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. Turn the wider shade of fear.
soul on that one. I don't know. I don't know if it's British or American, but if it's British, it's really great because they usually can't get that kind of sound over here. Procol Harum, it's called. It's The Whitest Shade of Pale. And, oh, I'd like to dedicate that to two fans of the Procol Harum. Jonathan, who's doing his exams at the moment, wish him the very best of luck, and Tony in London, who isn't. Anyway, there's a good sound. And now here's another good one. It's by Miss Petula Clark, who's doing a bit of a Beach Boys on us for her latest release. This was written by Tony Hatch, I think, and it's called Don't Sleep in the Subway. And if I were you, I wouldn't.
You wander around on your own little cloud when you don't see the why or the wherefore. You walk out on me when we both disagree. What you care for?
God only knows how Tony Hatch managed to write that original song. Oh, it's pretty good, though, isn't it? Oh, and I forgot to mention Miss Jackie Trent, who was also in the action somewhere, composing-wise, of course. That was called Don't Sleep in the Subway, and it was Miss Petula Clark's very latest release. Okay, which just happens to be the title of the latest by Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Twitch, who I understand have been learning Cossack dancing for a new TV show to fit in with this new record. Actually, you know, everyone, I tried Cossack dancing once. It's great. Oh, I got a real kick out of it.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? Dave D, Dozy Beaky, Mick and Titch. And, of course, it's a Ken Hart, Alan Blakely song, which is a pretty good one, too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to play you a beautiful song, which is number one this week on the charts. The American charts, that is. It's by a group known as the Young Rascals, who haven't really done very much over here, but they really are big in America, and they could make it over here if you all rush out and buy this song instantly. Even if the shops are closed, break in, because it's called Groovin'. There you go, everyone, on Where It's At, a great record by an American group known as the Young Rascals. It's currently number one this week on the American charts, and it's called Groovin'. Tell me, fellas, what do you think of that one?
Fantastic. Yeah, one of our favourite groups.
By the way, I should explain, everyone, right in front of me now are one half, anyway, of the group which this week is currently number one on the British charts. In other words, welcome to Where It's At to the Tremolos.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Cheers.
First of all, I better say, what's happened to the other two boys today?
They're still in bed.
They're a lazy pair.
What do you think about this being number one? Is it the first time you have made the top of the charts?
Well, we made number one with Do You Love Me way back in the dark ages, but this time it's loads better because it's on our own and it's more of an achievement.
In fact, I think your achievement is doubly great because, if anything, when you split up, people always talked before your current hits of Brian Paul rather than the Tremolos,
didn't they? We were the backing group with Brian Paul and his group. We didn't really have a name at all.
I think your achievement is absolutely tremendous. Do you find any difference now? You know, you were a number one group about 2 years ago, is it, something like that?
About 2 years, yeah.
And then you had, in your own words, a few days of darkness in between.
Oh, 2 years of it, I'm afraid.
And what's the difference now you're back at the top again?
It's loads better because before we had we didn't have an image, but we had a funny sort of image, like schoolboys and playing to older audiences and everything. This time we've got the scene exactly how we like it. We play to all the kids and have more of a rave up in the ballrooms.
Now, you came to the near top of the charts with your last record, which was a Cat Stevens song. When you decided not to do another Cat Stevens song, did you think that this might be a bad choice?
No, funny enough, Chris, we had a lot of faith in this song. We always think it's the song and not the group.
I don't know, you know, after being in the charts so long ago and now coming back, it might be it's the group, not the song in this case.
Oh, cheers, Chris.
Pay me afterwards, boys. It's all right. Anyway, congratulations once again on behalf of all your fans who I hope are listening today on being right at the top of the charts. And before we go, would one of you like to introduce the record?
Oh, yeah, well, here it is then. Silence is Golden.
Something to hide.
Tremolos, Science is Golden, number one this week. I wonder what'll be number one next week. Will it still be the Tremolos, or maybe the Kinks, or the Who? Well, if you can guess, send your answers to Pick of the Pops competition, because we don't want to know anything about it at all. Well, everyone, it's time now to go back once again to our Saturday Bandstand concert, which this afternoon is given, as you've probably heard, by Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The audience is waiting, so over now to our commentator, Kenneth Everett.
Welcome back, Beatle people, for part two of the BBC Life programme, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Paul McCartney starting off part two when I'm 64.
When I get old and losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too dear.
Lovely. The simplest track on the whole album, and also the first one that they recorded way back in September. This is probably the longest time taken ever to record a pop album, I think. Not quite sure. Anyway, lovely track.
How many takes did you usually do on this album before you got the perfect take?
We did quite a few on each one. But it's just because it's changed, you know. Like in the old days of like the LP Please Please Me, we went in and did it in a day. Because we knew all the numbers and, you know, they'd been... We'd rehearsed them and done them and been playing them for about a year. But nowadays we just take a song in and all we've got, you know, is the chords on a guitar and the words and the tune. Mm. So we've got to work out how to arrange it and that. So we do a lot of takes on each one, you know.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief, quietly turning the back door key. Stepping outside, she is free. We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh,
we gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living a life.
that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? She,
we never thought of ourselves.
She's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves.
Oh.
We've struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
Lovely. Peaceful. Fantastic. Gets me right here. Well, no, perhaps a bit higher. Just here. Fantastic. John Lennon, Paul McCartney. I think that Paul composed that one all by himself. It sounds like one of his, doesn't it? Very peaceful. Anyway, that's called She's Leaving Home. A word about the fantastic album. Yes, friends, this is the most expensive album ever produced by any manufacturer, I would venture to say, because not only inside does it have the album, it also has the words of every track on the back. And it's a double feature album, which has a free paper mustache, a badge, and a picture of Sergeant Pepper, no less. Excuse me. This next one's called Lovely Rita, and it's sung by Paul McCartney. Pay special attention to the drums.
Wake it, stark, I tow your heart away.
can't believe it. Lovely. John Lennon in the background, Paul McCartney on the foreground. Meter maid, which is an American expression for one of those ladies, one of those diabolical people who goes around putting tickets all over your car.
Do you like to have a lot of people in the studio when you're recording, or do you like to do it completely alone?
It doesn't matter. We had a lot of people on some of the tracks, and sometimes we use them, you know, and ask them to clap and that. Depends if it's good people who don't hassle anyone and don't try and mess a session up, then it's great, you know, because it's company, good company.
I hear you had the Rolling Stones in this session.
They came down because we had a lot of people there, you know, because it was a big session and we wanted to do and make a happening happen. And it happened.
Paul talking about people gathering around them while they were recording the album. Now we have two tracks to go. This one is called Getting Better. Beatles and Getting Better, that one sung by Paul McCartney, superb. And for all those of haters of special effects, that's a completely dry run for you, not on that one. Okay, one track to go now, and a very special one it is too. Oh, we've had everything on this program. Chris Denning, Kenny Everett, Beatles. Only thing we haven't had is chickens.
I beg your pardon?
To save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, yeah.
Going to work, don't wanna go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam. Then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing. Everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep. And you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while you start
Well, that was the last track, friends. Just a little bit more music before we leave, and a word from Paul McCartney.
This is James Paul McCartney, Upper 5B,
yes,
saying that Kenny Everett,
yes,
is just about one of the finest disc jockeys in the world, as disc jockeys go, aren't you, Kenny?
Oh, you're lovely.
Yes.
I don't think ever in my experience as a disc jockey I've ever heard a sound as totally superb as this new album. It's an achievement of our modern age of genius and advanced recording techniques. Leader in their field, the Beatles!
I'd just like to say thank you.
You have just experienced the new Beatles LP. The Beatle inserts were introduced by Kenny Everett and produced by Jeff Hayden. Well, that's all for now, everyone, from me, Chris Denning, and producer Johnny Bearding. Britain's best pop show, Where It's At, will be back as usual on the Light Programme next Saturday at 4.